It's the final game of the season, and the Bryan Vikings will be at home for tonight's game as they'll take on Cypress Woods. And we're talking with Ross Rogers, the head coach of the Bryan Vikings. Coach, wrapping things up at home, senior night, a lot of opportunities to say goodbye to some major contributors on this football team.
Yeah, like every year. I mean, certain years you have bigger senior groups who are your stars or your three-year lettermen. And we have some of those in this group, you know, and we'll talk about them as we go. But, yeah, you know, the parents that have been supporting these kids since fifth and sixth grade or middle school all the way up, and, you know, they'll always come to, "Can't believe it's over, Coach. I can't believe my son's a senior." And I said, "Well, we're the lucky ones, coaches. We'll get another senior group next year." But it is, you know, for a lot of the kids, I heard them say this morning, "Can't believe this is the last football game I'm ever going to play." So a lot of us have been in that same situation.
It does hit hard. And I know it's tough for you guys saying goodbye to some of these guys who you've been working with for a while.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think the five offensive linemen are just old journeymen. You know, the guys, some of them have been on the varsity for two, parts of 3 years. And, you know, the guys that show up, they don't get their name in the paper, and they're not going to score touchdowns. But they're the heart and soul of your team, you know. I tell people this all the time. My 91 state championship, which I was lucky enough to coach, I've only got one picture hanging. Well, it's a team picture hanging in my office at home. But the only other picture I've got hanging in there is the five offensive linemen that started that game. So, it's their offensive linemen are special. You know, people like Nick McDaniels and Caleb Merrill, who've been a big part of our team. And we got some other juniors, this is their second year to start. But, yeah, it'll be an emotional time.
Vikings coming off a loss last week, dropped the game to really a very good, extremely talented Cy Ranch team. You did get some positive things out of that game, though, I thought. First of all, you kept fighting and got a terrific run from Nico on the touchdown run. You kept competitive throughout a game, which would have been tough to stay in, I would think.
You know, we don't want to be in this position, and this last year it's put us in it three or four times. And all I ever ask our kids, and I talk to them at halftime when the game's looks like it's been up four, down four touchdowns or whatever, is that don't quit. And we're going to fight, and we're going to play just as hard the fourth quarter. And I want to think that watching our video, that even though we've been outscored quite a bit in two or three games, our kids continue to play. And I think we did that again the other night.
One thing I always like to do toward the end of the season is ask you about your coaching staff. A lot of these guys have been here, some of them even since before you got here. But the coaching staff has been together for – a lot of these guys have been together for an extremely long time. And I know you're proud of the work they not only do here, but as teachers at school here at Bryan High, because you got some of the top teachers at school here.
No, ain't no doubt. There's no doubt. You know, Kobe Martin, who heads up our freshman group of coaches, and Dennis Melzer, who played at A&M. And Russell Young and Keith Jackson and Howard, Coach Howard just came on with us, and Coach McCreary, you know, they're the unsung heroes because even though we spend time with our freshmen, they've done a great job with our freshman group, and we always play two teams, and they treat that just as a varsity staff. They're up here the same amount of hours our varsity are, and a lot of times they'll be in there with us for an hour, and then they're back in their office and getting ready, game planning, what's best for them to do against certain teams that we're playing. And then, you know, the staff that, I acquired, a bunch of these guys were here when I got here. And when Coach Ballard left, there was three openings on the varsity staff. So I was able to bring in Coach Milstein, Coach Page, and Coach Falden. Coach Falden now has moved up to administration. But so we were able to, you know, I think mesh with these staff, because I told them when I came in, you know, "Guys, all I want is loyalty, and I'm going to start it with being, I'm going to be loyal to you. And if you feel like this is not a place you want to be, or let me help you find another place. But if you want to be here, just, you know, buy in and just go to work." And golly, what so many – Matt Rice, whose dad was a football coach and AD, I've known Mike since right before Matt was born, and what outstanding. He does our huddle. He does so much of the video, our headsets. And along with being one of the top math teachers in the district. And that's not just Coach Rogers saying this. You ask anybody that's ever been his principal. Ben Gallego just came up from the staff, been around Bryan a long time. Paul Ruiz, outstanding history teacher. You know, Mike Woodward, who played on the state championship team for me, coached for me a couple different places. He's our defensive line coach. You just go around the corner and you start talking about Coach Biggs, who's been here 19 years now.
He's too young. He could not be here 19 years. That's impossible.
He you know, came out of the panhandle and got his Aggie degree and just stayed here and been teaching. He still they have a farm up there. He and his dad and I think one of the brothers or brother-in-law still has a farm up there that he's invested in. The Biggs family farms, but Coach Biggs has been here for 19 years. Coach Gibson, his wife's a softball coach over at College Station. He's been played at Tatum for a good friend of mine. Coached at Livingston and Huntsville and places. He's got a lot of knowledge. He's doing a great job offensive line. Coach Scott Garcia, who played at Consolidated but has been living in Bryan and coaching for us, moved up this year to be our assistant line coach. Cody Wilson, who was one of the most outstanding athletes that's come through Grosbeck in a long time, a three-sport letterman, played college baseball, and he stepped up and worked with our quarterbacks. And I'm probably forgetting somebody.
How about Enrique?
Yeah, Enrique. You know, he runs the JV. He doesn't really have a varsity position, but he's out there with us with the quarterbacks and running backs. So when we split from time to time during fundamentals or through play timing, Enrique is in charge of that. And Scott Garcia helps him with the line on game nights, and Paul Reese runs the defense. Coach Biggs is a big part of that when we're playing two JVs. So, you know, the loyalty – speaking of it, because, you know, we talk about our kids about being accountable and being dependable, and this is as good a staff as I've ever been around for that.
I had to mention Enrique Luna because I don't think we could get on the air without him every week. He's our sports information director, too.
Oh, I tell you what, being Gallego, I think they ought to be hired by the CIA or FBI. They get more information off the Internet than I've ever some things I don't want to see, but... Boy, they're good about getting things on different opponents and stuff. But, yeah, everybody, as coaches come by from time to time, guys that have gotten out of coaching or guys that maybe in college coaching, they always comment on how hard our coaches are coaching, no matter what our record is. They said, man, the coaches, you'd never know what the record was. That's how hard they coach. So I'm proud of that.
Yeah, and as well you should be. Just being around them, you get an idea just the kind of time and commitment they put into that. And Coach, you got a Cy Woods team coming here with a little something to play for. It's not just like they're headed into the playoffs. They got a chance to tie for the district championship and put that gold ball in the trophy case.
Yeah, you know, Coach Face done a good job. And this is continuation from last year where they I guess they were our Division I champion last year. And, you know, he lost his big quarterback that was MVP last year, and he brought back a senior quarterback, and they were rocking and rolling pretty good. And then he was injured about 3 weeks ago. I don't think he's expected to return this year. So it's kind of been Humpty Dumpty right now. They went with a sophomore right away, then went back with a junior kid. And now they've been off a week while they played Ranch the week before we did and lost in a lopsided score. Which was, you know, not to be expected. Then they turned around, had open week. So we really don't know exactly what direction they're going to come back at quarterback. But the thing that's, you know, interesting about a Cy Woods team, who's a multi-formation veer team, starting out with the wishbone and then going to the eye veer, if you look at the stats, you know, they've got about as much passing as they do running the ball. And that's kind of unusual for a wishbone team. You don't see that a lot. Not that some of them can't throw the ball, but to be about 50-50, that's different. And so we brings you multiple problems for our defensive guys because it's not line up and just take dive, quarterback, fullback, pitchback. You got to rely on make sure that you cover the guys as they get downfield, and they do a good job of getting the pass off the rush.
It does tell you something about their running game, though, if the passing game is that good and you want to emphasize the run first. Everybody that I talk to when you run go against an option offense, they talk about making assignment football. Get to your assignment, take care of business there, then you move on to the next part of the thing.
Yeah, you know, we'll have three balls. A lot of times we'll have a fullback's going to have a ball, the quarterback's going to have a ball, so we're tackling, everybody's got a ball. So that way you know that we're playing assignment football because we can't turn one of them loose. But, you know, we got some young kids on our defensive group that will be playing Friday night, and certainly it'll be the first time they've probably seen anything that's close to the pure veer as we've seen and they've ever seen, you know.
Well, as you said, they're not going to do that in a game. They're not going to let them have three footballs out there. We know that that's not going to be the case. Or, we're assuming from an official standpoint that's not going to be the case. I'll check with you on the officiating after the game. But I'm a believer in this, and coaches, and you may, knock me down on this, but I've always believed that if you finish a half well, you start the second half better. I think it's a carryover thing. I think if you win one game, and I know it's a week later, I think you carry a little momentum in the next week. I think if you finish the season well, it carries into the off season and maybe works for what you're doing next season. That's my belief. What are your thoughts about that?
We just want the kids to continue to play just like we said that we're going to play every snap like it's the first snap of the ball game. Last year we played this group pretty much the same situation. And we got behind, I think, 14 or 17 at half, and our kids come back, and we went for two to have a chance to beat them. So I don't expect anything less. We're senior night, and we're back home at Merrill Green, and know it's our last ball game. So this is our playoff game. Let's see how we play on it.
Obviously, if you play hard, somewhere along the line you want that reward, and it would be great to get it here, but – you got to play hard to begin with, right?
Yeah, and you got to. They've got a better defensive ball club than they've had since last year. Not that they were just terrible on defense, but this defense has got good long length. They've got kids that know where they're supposed to be. Their secondary is probably better than they've had from what Coach Face told me in the last 3 or 4 years. I know probably better than they had last year. We've got to beat a good football team who's going to have a playoff game next week. And certainly would be fun to think that we maybe got the best of a team that's going to playoffs.
Coach, thanks. It's been fun. It's every season we come in here, we enjoy that opportunity to visit with you, and appreciate you letting us hang around.
You and Richard and have done a great job for the Vikings, and I appreciate y'all being up there through the good, the bad, and the ugly sometimes. And we're going to keep fighting, see what we can get come out with.
We'll look for the good tonight. Brian Vikings will take on Cy Woods, and that's coming up next here from Merrill Green Stadium. We'll be back with a kickoff of tonight's game in just a moment.